An 18-year-old man remains in police custody this morning after yesterday's dawn raids across Sydney's west and northwest. Four young males were arrested during the counter-terror operation linked to the fatal shooting of police accountant Curtis Cheng last Friday by a radicalised schoolboy. Two 22-year-old men and a 16-year-old boy were released yesterday after extensive questioning. There's growing concern that homegrown extremists are becoming increasingly younger. A leading counter-terrorism expert says the trend means de-radicalisation programs now need to start being rolled out in primary schools. Nick Grimm reports.
Police might admit they can't watch every terror suspect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But for many of the neighbours of homes subject to dawn police raids in the wake of last Friday's terror shooting, it seems all too familiar.
Police vehicles, TRG, with their balaclavas and their guns. I thought, okay, here we go again.
I just heard the police and saying, come out with your hands up, your house is surrounded, come out with your hands behind your backs.
Three of the four young men and boys targeted yesterday had previously been taken into custody and then released as part of anti-terror raids in 2014. That operation, involving 600 police officers in Sydney and Brisbane, ended with 15 people detained, but only one terrorism charge formally laid. It's understood that the four males arrested yesterday are part of a group that's been under police and ASIO surveillance for months. And while police have this week been under pressure to explain whether they could have acted sooner to prevent last Friday's attack, questions are also being asked about the effectiveness of repeat raids and arrests that have yet to lead to many charges. Dr. Clark Jones is an expert on terrorism and radicalisation at the Australian National University.
It's not all about police and corrections. It's not all about locking people away. That certainly doesn't help the issue. It has a potential to create re-offending.
Reports suggest Friday's shooter, 15-year-old Farhad Jabbar, might have been targeted by older extremists to carry out their bidding, radicalising a young, vulnerable person because they were under too much surveillance to carry out the plan themselves, their behaviour likened to pedophiles grooming a young victim for sex. Counter-terrorism experts are worried those engaging in terror-related activity are becoming increasingly younger as well. Radicalised extremists coming to the attention of authorities used to be mostly aged in their 20s. Now, many are in their teens. The ABC has been told that part of the problem is that Muslim community leaders are too out of touch.
There is a huge technology gap, the generation gap.
Counter-radicalisation expert Hussein Nadim has told Lateline a generation gap exists between them and younger Muslims.
I don't think Muslim community leaders represent the Muslims over here, specifically the youth. They don't connect. The youth has changed, the technology has changed, and a lot of times these Muslim community leaders who the government used to understand radicalization, they're not subject experts. You can't understand that just because you think you represent few people.
Gunman Farhad Jabbar and some of those arrested yesterday attended the same school, Parramatta's Arthur Phillip High. It's located in an area described this week as a radicalisation hotspot by counter-terrorism experts. And as it scrambles to tackle the problem, the New South Wales government has plans to fast-track additional support and de-radicalisation programs into the state schools. Clark Jones, though, believes that effort now has to begin to target much younger children, with the seeds of radicalisation now being sown amongst children still in primary school.
Which is might sound alarming, but it's about providing advice to kids, and kids also need to have a safe space where they can voice their opinions about anything, you know, whether it be about drugs or whether it be international events, about Syria and Iraq or about violent extremism. They need to be able to talk about issues, and kids will be kids. We need to be conscious that there's some will be bragging, some may not, some may be more seriously looking or going down the path of radicalisation. So it should be all about care, not about police reporting.
The ANU's Dr. Clark Jones ending that report from Nick Grimm.